ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Temura is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Netagetzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Baisai, this is a special announcement for all Shas Illuminated participants. We are Baruch Hashem nearing the completion of Shas Illuminated shiurim on all of Shas. Plans are underway for a major Siyum event to take place in December, and we want to share this simcha with you, our dear Loimdim. Please email siyum@shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS to receive updates about the Siyum.
Tmura daf chof aleph. Welcome back, everyone. The Mishnah starts off that the Tmura's Bechor and Meitzer is like the Bechor and Meitzer themselves. And they're necha b'mumay l'bayla. You're not makrav them when the world out of a pasuk. They're not roi l'akrava. They're necha b'mumay l'bayla. Who are the Bailim here? The Bailam of Meiser is the one that owns it, like always, by Meiser Behema. Who's the Bailam of a Bechor? So normally the Bailam of a Bechor is a Kohen. So also in our Mishnah says the Rambam, Paragimah of Tumur Alacha Beis, that it's Nechal the Bailam of a Kohen, the Tumuras Bechor. However, Taisus in Zvach of Rafayin Heimid Beis, David Masla Bechor. Taisus holds that the Nechal B'mumay Lebailim means the Yisrael. That was born by him. And we have a behemoth which is definitely not a Bechor. You have two behemoths. The one behemoth which was a Bechor. And the Bailam of Yisrael has another behemoth which was not a Bechor. And he's namer, the Bechor, in the other behemoth. So to feed the Rambam, the Zin of Madness Kahuna, and that other behemoth, you have to give it to the Kohen. Just like the Bechor itself has to be given to the Kohen. Also the Tumuras Bechor, it's given to the Kohen. But they also know it's your behemoth, and it's not a Bechor. So you have to eat it. It's Kaddish. But it's you can eat it. So what's the Machlekes here? It says the Briskarov in Sefer, Hilchos Bechiris, page Nun Dalet, the Maskovi Hine. Machlekes says in the Rambam is, what's the din of Manas Kuna of Bechor? Taisus holds that that you give a Bechor to a Kohen is because it's the Bechor. It's the firstborn behemoth. It's only on a Bechor, only on a Pet Erechem. This behemoth, which is not a Bechor, it's just a Tumuras Bechor. Why should you give it to the Kohen? The Rambam holds that the Din of Manas Kuna of Bechor is not only set on Pet Erechem. It's also set on any behemoth which has Kedushas Bechor. Any behemoth which is in Kaddish to be like a Bechor, even though it itself is not a Bechor, it also has the Din of Manas Kuna of Bechor. So the Machlokes says, isn't the Manas Kuna of Bechor because of the Kedusha of Bechor, that's the Shita of the Rambam? Taisos, it's because it's the Pet Erechem. It actually is the Bechor. That's the Machlokes we have here, Taisos, in the Rambam. Miskarav there in Sefer asks, from the Gefurisha Gemara in Zvochen, connected Taisos, and it's a right to the Rambam. Gemara there in Daftes is, Dani, what do you do with the Meisr Pesach? What carbon does it become? Gemara is, it's sad that it depends what you shecht it for. If you shecht it for a toida, it's a toida. If you shecht it for a shlomim, it's a shlomim. Says the Gemara that if you shecht it for a bechor, it should be a bechor. L'mayinav kamina, l'meisva l'koyanim. Now that you shecht it for a bechor, and it became a korban bechor, so you have to give it to the koyanim. Harei, that Pesach that you shecht it, l'shem bechor, it didn't turn in to a pet erechem. It didn't change, metamorphosize to be something else. Avad, it still is not a Bechor, it's not a Pet Erech. But by Shechting L'Shem Bechor, it becomes a Korban Bechor. And before Shin the Gemara, that you give it to the Kohen, that's not much like our Tumuras Bechor. So what's Taisus going to do with this Gemara? Kusha G'dayla on Taisus. Says the Miskarov, two Terutim for its answer of the Taisus. First says the Miskarov, he points out an important thing. That the Nidan by us, for instance, when you're giving the tumuras bechor to the kohen or not, we're dealing with a live animal that is never going to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Tumuras bechor is not roi l'akrava; it's pasul l'akrava. You wait for it to get a woman, you eat it. So now there's a question of who gets this chus of the achila. Do you have to give it to the kohen or not? Mashein kein a meisar pesach that you're shechting l'shem bechor as a korban in the mikdash. There, even if it doesn't get the din madness kuna of Bechorah, but there's no tzad that is zar can eat it. Hare a bechor is also for a zar to eat. A zar that eats a bechor that was brought in the mikdash is over a lav. It's gemara makis. It's also for a zar to eat the bastard of a bechor. A bechor balmum, which is nishchat, wherever, then even a zar can eat. But a bechor tam that's brought in the mikdash as a korban, it's also for a zar to eat mitzad zarus. So even if there is no din madness kahuna on this meiser pesach, which is a bechor, but poshut a zar can't eat it because he'll be over a lot if he eats it. So that could be the pshat of the gemara lemeis for the koyanim. Gemara doesn't mean that there's a din madness kahuna. The gemara just means you have to give it to a koyin because a zar can't eat it. That's the mahalach of the Vishkarov. This mahalach, the first mahalach, which is definitely correct, goes without saying that avada there's no tzad that a zar can eat it. But it's dochug a little of the lashon gemara lemeis for the koyanim. It doesn't really mean that you give it to koyanim. It means that it's leosar lezorit. It's also for a zar to eat. So Biskarov there says another mahalach, which is what is the yisoid of the shtigal Torah there that's coming to say, is that there's two dinim of madness kuna of a bachar. There's one that you give a bachar to a koyin when the bachar is alive. That's what you're supposed to do. You give it to the koyin when it's alive after 30 days or 50 days. You give it to the koyin, and the koyin is not given as a karban. That's one din madness kuna of a bachar. There's another din madness kuna of a bachar, like chatos and asham. Chatos and asham is one of the chavdala madness kuna. The koyin get it min ha'ish. They get it mikotchi ha'mikdash. Also, by Bukhar, that has that aspect also. That the Kohenim are Zoychen and Mishim because of the Din of Kachi HaMikdash. Mishkar brings rice that there's this second Din also by Bukhar. Mele says to Biskarov, it's not sure, Bechlau and Tosh from the Gemara in Zvochim. Gemara in Zvochim is talking about a Meisher Pesach that was brought as a carbon Bukhar. If so, it's Pasha that the Kohenim are Zoychen it, we didn't man this Kuna of Bukhar, but the Din of Bukhar Mikachi HaMikdash. Just like there's Zeichen Chatas and Asham, also Zeichen Bukhar. That's the sugya there. Our sugya is not handling Kachi HaMikdash Bechlal. It's not a Kachi HaMikdash. It should never be brought in the base of Mikdash, this Tumuras Bukhar. It's Pasul HaKrava. You wait for it to get a moment, and then you shecht it. So here there's no Tzad the Kohenim should get a Mitzad Kachi HaMikdash. All they need them to get it is Mitzad, the din of Man's Kun of Bukhar when it's alive. And in this case, it holds that there's no din of manis kuna and bechor when it itself is not a bechor. If mekdusha's bechor is not enough for a din manis kuna of bechor, it needs to be a peterech. Oh. Those are the two drachim of the Biskarov, Mahal, the Gvaldik and the drachim, the answer up, Tesis from the Gemara in Zuch. Oh. However, in the same Minchas Avraham by us, there's another question on Tesis. There's a few questions on Tesis. We'll mention one. That comes out of the sheet of Tesis is that the din manis kuna of Bukhar is not telling Kedushas Bukhara, rather it's telling Petarecha. So he asks from Gemara in the Chayrus, the end of the first parak, and after Yabez and Mibez, it says there that Behemas Shvias Ptura Mina Bukhara. And if a person has Behem that he bought for money of Shvias, so it gives birth, so there's no Kedushas Bukhara. Why not? L'ochl Amar Rachmanav Eloy L'Sreifa. Harishvias is la'ochla. It's supposed to be eaten. And if the korban becomes a bechor, then you have to be served the emurim on the mizbeach. So it wasn't said the din of kedushas bechora on the name of shvias. That's the gemara there. What's a din? It's chulin. You don't do anything with it. You don't give it to a kohen. The taisus, why should you not give it to a kohen? It's still a petarech. Sorry, the gemara, there is only a sorrow why it shouldn't be miskadish to be a bechor. But why do you need kedushas bechora? Hooray, it's still a petarecha. Nothing is lacking in the shem petarechem shabbat. So you could have shashay lefi tesis, you need two things. You need tushas b'chayra and being a petarechem. Even to the koyim. Ulai. But Mechaz Avram wants to say a chiddush. Shein a chiddush. And lo'aylim tais agrees to the Ramba. The day man is kunav b'char is taloi in kedushas b'chayra. So in the Cain, why by Tzmuras Bukhar do you not give to a Cain? To answer this, we have to give back Dhamma. In every Bukhar, Chorinim say, Marit Lagazi was the first one to say this, in every Bukhar there are literally two Kedushas. One is to be a Karban, like other Karbanas, a Chatas, Asham, Ayla. One is to be a Karban. And one is to be a Bukhar. A Bechor is miskaddish even when it's not right to be a korban. A Bechor treif is also miskaddish. It's not right to be a korban. A Bechor balmum is miskaddish. It's not right to be a korban. The Kedusha of Bechor includes in it also Kedusha to be a Bechor. Just like a Petra Chamor has Kedusha's Bechor, even though it's not a korban. So to be a Tahira also has Kedusha's Bechor, even though it's not a korban. So there are two Kedushas. In most cases, the Bechor will get both Kedushas together. It will have a Kedushas Bechor, and it will also have a Kedushas Korban. That's most cases. However, Lagabi Tumura, says the Minchas Avraham, Lagabi Tumura is a din that was said in Korbanos. So by all Korbanos, you have the ability to transfer the Kedusha of one Korban to another to a Behemah Schulin. That was the din of Tumura. Vaymatzino, din of Tumura and Kedushas Bechor. Only in Kedushas Korban, there's Tumura. In Kedushas Bechor, there's no Tumura. So Memeila, when you make a Tumura, the Tumura only gets the Kedusha of the Korban of Bechor. It does not get the Kedusha of Bechor itself. In Cain, we could say that the whole Din Matnitz Kahuna of Bechor was there on the Kedushas Bechor. Besides the Din Korban of Bechor, it's like all other Korbanas. No difference. There's no unique thing to give it to a Kain. The din of Matnitz Kahuna that was said on a Bechor Mechayim, that one said on something which has Kedushas Bechor. Even when it's not a Korban of a Bechor. A Bechor Ba'amum is also given to the Kain, even though it's not a Korban, because it's Kedushas Bechor. So din Matnitz Kahuna is in the Kedushas Bechor, and din Tmura is in the Kedushas Korban. So Meilor comes out that Tmura has a Kedushas Korban of a Bechor, but it never got the Kedushas Bechor. So Teisol, therefore it's not given to the Kain. By Meiser Pesach, the Gemara in Zvachim, he still needs to say the Tirutim of the Briskarov. Because there, it also doesn't get Kedushas Bechor. It's a Meiser Pesach. It just becomes the carbon of a Bechor, Lechor. So Chor, we still need to come out to the Tirutim of the Briskarov. But Klamid mean, Iker Sheet of Taisus, but the Din Man's Kuna of Bechor, it's not because it's a Peter Rechem, rather it has Kedushas Bechor. And by Tmuras Bechor, it does not have a Kedushas Bechor, only Kedushas Korban of a Bechor. Another point here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Ma being Bechor Umayish Shalabei Kol HaKodshim. Shekol HaKodshim Yim Korim Be'itliz V'nishchotim Be'itliz V'nishkolim Be'litra. Chotzen HaBechor V'amayisar. One Nafkamin is, do you sell it in the Shuk? Another Nafkamin is, Yesh Lan Pidyon Ul Tmura Yisein Pidyon Chotzen HaBechor V'amayisar. All other kachim, you're paid to them or their tumuras, but Bechor and Maish, you're not paid to them or their tumuras. She's going to learn Zvach and have Ayin Hamid base, a suffix of Rami Bar Chama. Does tumuras Bechor have pidyon or does not have pidyon? That's Rami Bar Chama's suffix. It's tasted there is Tamea. It's a Mishnah by us. It's a Mephorish in the Mishnah. The tumuras Bechor does not have pidyon. Answer says and no, when the Mishnah says Chutz Min HaBechor V'Amayser, could be that the Pshat of the Mishnah is that Bechor Ma'aser themselves do not have pidyon. But we don't see in the Mishnah that also Tmuras Bechor V'Amayser does not have pidyon. So that was the subject of the Gemara in Zvach. Akubon in the Gemara there is Machriya that Tmuras and Kayeti Bahen, just like the Bechor Ma'aser do not have pidyon, also the Tmur does not have pidyon. What was the need and what was it sad that there would be pidyon? Rashi says, there in Zvach Ma'inei, that if we go out to Chulin, if the Tmura would have pidyon, it would go out to Chulin. Taisa says, there are arguments in Rashi. Taisa says, there's no tzad, you should go out to Chulin. Rabbi all kodshim, even after pidyon, they don't go out to Chulin to be mutter in Yitzvah Avodah. They're still mutter in Yitzvah Avodah. So what's pshat in Rashi? So it seems that Rashi holds. Rashi will go to the Shitosai. Rashi earlier, about Haman beats. Rashi's mavur that if it would not have said lo sifta in the Torah, then you could be paid a bechor and would go out to chulin to be mutter in gizav avoida. Again, there's also shver. Maishna mikol hakodshim that they go out that even when you're paid then it's chilasur in gizav avoida. Where the Rashi held that the kedushas bechor was decided to be pukal lagamri. Said before in the chinuch in the midst of loisifte, says the chinuch that I would think that just like by petra chamor you're paid and it goes out to chulin, So that would think that Bechor Behema Tahira. You can be put in and it goes out to Chulin. Even though it's a carbon, but the whole carbon is a Teilada of the Kedushas Bechaira. Kind of like Mafkir the Kedushas Bechaira. Then you can be, then if you can, it's part of the Kedusha Lagamri. It says in Torah Loisif that Kedusha is always saying that it does not, it cannot be leave from the Bechor. Maybe the Gemara is established by Tzmuras Bechor. By Tzmuras Bechor, maybe it doesn't have that same Chumra as Bechor. So Mamela, when you're put in the Tzmuras Bechor, you can go out to Chumra. That's how Rashi learns. Taisus, as we said, argues on Rashi. Taisus says there's no tzad that the Tzmura will go out to Chulin. So what's Yad Abshat? Says Taisus that I would think that it's Taifus Pidyonai. Even though the Tzmura does not go out to Chulin, but maybe if you did a Mice opinion, there's Kedushas Chal on the Domin. The Taisus is a Chiddush. Because one could think that always a dumb is nitfas bekedusha when you do a pidyon is the second step. Really, you're being mighty the behema lechulin. What's going to be with the kedusha? Where is the kedusha going to go to? It will be chal on the money. If that would be the case, if that would be how pidyon works, then there's nothing to talk about over here. Here, the tumur does not go out to chulin. So why would I think the kedusha is chal on the money? It's mashman taste that it works the opposite. And the way the pidyon works is first the kedusha is chal on the money. I think that you put the kedusha on the money, it's therefore mele the carbon goes out to chula. So even mele, who had done over here? Who had done over here when the tzmur, it's not a pidyon to go out to chulin. But I would think that still the kedusha is chal on the money. And there, and the money is nitfas bekedusha. Zechor mucha, amid every atesis in zvachim. We have to see the gemara later on in daf chav zayin is zechor mucha, not this way, like a pidyon. Hakabon and that's Mukach and Tais and Zochim that the Iker didn't pidyon the Kedushas Chal on the money. Another point here in the Mishnah is the opinion of Rav Shimon about Bechor and Meister of Chutz La'aretz. Shimon holds that you could be Makav of Bechor and Meister in Chutz La'aretz. He argues on the Drosha of Rabbi Akiva and the Gemara. But in both of you, Yikrevu. But you don't have to bring that. You don't have to bring Bechor and Meister. Why not? Because Yesh Lem Parnosim Yim Mekoyma. But Shar Gachim do not have Parnosim Yim Mekoyma. Which Parnos are we referring to? Says Rashi, that Bechor and Meister, you can wait for them to get a mom, and then you can eat them there, in Chutz La'aretz. You can avoid going to Eretz Yisrael with them. Hashem get other Gachim, even after they get a mom, you still have to bring the Domim to Eretz Yisrael. So mainly you have to bring the Korban themselves. This Mishnah L'Chaira is a Medrash Pliya. Svaras, you have to bring the dummim, so you also have to bring the guf. Bechor Meitzer, you have a way to eat them in Chutz La'aretz, you don't need to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. What happened over here? Right, there's a din akrava. Any carbon has a din akrava. Why do we need to get explanations? When you do bring them, you don't bring it. All carbonists. Who cares where you're makdish them? There's a din akrava, so maybe you have to go to Eretz Yisrael to bring your carbonists. What's going on? Taisa Nama Bez, the top Taisa, the Ramatschil, Mimokoi, brings the Sefri in Parshas Rei, that the Sefri learns out of a pasuk that there's a chiv tipul and karbonas of chutz la'aretz. That's a unique pasuk for this. The Rambam in the Chinuch Kandis has two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is to bring all the karbonas in the Beis HaMikdash. Another mitzvah is to bring karbonas of chutz la'aretz to the Beis HaMikdash. Its own separate individual mitzvah. The Ramban argues, he says, there's no unique mitzvah for Karbanas of Chutz La'aretz. It's just a ribu that also from Chutz La'aretz you're chayef. But, whether it's two mitzvahs or one mitzvah, it's a din noisav that you have to bring Karbanas from Chutz La'aretz. Taisa earlier on in Daf Yud Ches, and I was chatting to Mimir Gayu, referring to Chutz La'aretz. There's a chiv, that there's a din noisav to bring Karbanas from Chutz La'aretz. A new pasuk. Raka Rashecha Shiyulacha, Unadarecha Tisu Vasa Labakom Shayiv Chara Hashem. Even from Chutz La'aretz you need to bring karbanis. But it's still Shver and Torah. Why do we need the Pasuk? Okay, it's Pashut. You have to bring a karban because you have to bring a karban. So it's Mavur, here it's fascinating, the Chiddush and karbanis, is that about it there's one Chim inside the Gavra, that I have to bring my Neder, I said, Arei Alei Oilo, Arei Alei Shlomim, or a person ate Chelev, a person had a Leda, about it mitzad, Iker Mechayiv, a person has to bring his karbonis. Just like he has to give tzedakah, all the chayvus that a person has to do, he also has to bring his karbonis. But the nidun of the sifri, says the nitziv there, is a question whether you're bringing the karbon itself. You're a mafresh beimah in chutz laretz. The echidei to that is a chiv to bring it to Eretz Yisrael. There's a chayva, there's a chiv letata the karbon lavia ad ha'azor. Was this chiv that was said in the actual bring of the karbon itself? From chutz laretz, it's a tremendous tircha. That in planes, you go where you're from, Spain, France, to bring a karbon to Eretz Yisrael, a behema, tremendous tircha. Min asvar, there's no such chiyuv to bring it. You have to bring your oil and shlomim, avada. You go to Eretz Yisrael, and buy yourself, and buy a karbon there. If you're mavish something over here, the svar pshut is that you could wait for it to get a mum, and take the money, or wait for it to die. But you have no chiyuv in the karbon itself. This behema does not require me to bring it. That was the svar pshut. Comes the pasuk and says no. Tisa uvasa lamakom hashiv char Hashem. Even from chutz laretz, go bring your behemoths. So it's a din noisav that there's a chiv tipul even from chutz laretz. Here the sifri brings a pasuk that's memayit nidarecha lemayit b'chor meiser. Only nidarm you have to bring, not b'chor meiser. Then the sifri has another riboy for chatzis and asham. Says the sifri, my royis. Why should we say that chatzis and asham and in are in? You do have to bring them. And b'chor meiser are not. Answers the sifri, because b'chor and meiser yesh them parnasa b'mekoyma. Mashayin kain. All of the karbanis have no parnasa b'mekoyma. So this svara of a parnasa b'mekoyma is a achra had learned of the pasuk. That it's mistaver, that the Torah is mechayiv you to bring something where anywhere you yourself have to go. If anyway the dummy needs to be brought on the mizbeach, so it's mistaver that the chiv avo was set on those karbanis. Because anyway they require a mizbeach, somehow or another. Ashenkin, Bechor, and Meister, you can manage it by staying in Chutz Laretz. Nothing is forcing you to go to Eretz Yisrael. So, Menela, and these things, it was not said, this Nuchi of Havon Chutz Laretz. Again, it's not a Svara. It's a Chor to learn of the Pasuk. That the meat of the Pasuk was going on Bechor and Meister, because there's a way to manage as you are in Chutz Laretz. That's the side of the Din over here. We've before in Tesis, Apir the Sifri. But the Iker Din, though, that a Bechor and Meiser have Parnasa B'mekoymam, something which is Tzarech Bir. Haray, when you eat a Bechor and Meiser, what happens? You wait for it to get a mum, and then you shecht it, and you eat it in your house, Hatomi V'Atar Yachtov, Ketziv V'Chayol, you're eating it like a Behem of Chulin. How are you accomplishing the Din of the Bechor? The Bechor is a din to be nechal in the Mikdash, to be hukrav in the Mikdash, to be nechal in the Mikdash. That's its Iker Din. So you have a way of managing here in your house in Chutz Laretz, because you're going to eat it in your backyard, you're going to make a barbecue with your Bechor. That's not the mitzvah though. That's not a parnasa. A parnasa, it din could be mekuyim in Chutz Laretz. Also your oil and shlomim, when they get a mum, you can eat them in your house. But that's not their kiyam din. Their kiyam din is to be brought as a karbon. So why by Bechor and Meiser is it called the Parnasa B'mekoyma? That's entirely irrelevant what happens over there. So it's Muchach in our Mishnah, a Chiddush, that the Achila of Bechor and Meiser Balmum, there's a Kiyum Mitzvah Achila in that, there's a Kiyum Din of the Bechor and the Meiser. That not only when you bring them in the Mikdash is that a Kiyum of their Din, but also when they get a Mum and you eat them outside of the Mikdash, it's also a way to be Mekayim their Din. Other kabbanis, that's not their kiyum. They still need more. They still need that their dumma should be brought to the mikdash. But Bechor and Meiser, that's enough. That's muchach in our Mishnah. The cheshek shleimah by us brings from his brother, Vitzalel Akoyin Minoma, that in his separations Bikurim, that explained with this a Taisin Bechoris. And that's what it said, that they derived from Taisin Bechoris from our Mishnah. Taisin Bechoris and Avnun Gimel and Aleph. Taste there is medayik, that even though a person is makdish a carbon bizman hazeh, the din is, if a person is makdish a carbon, the din is that it's, we koitzim as ola kippah, the noel delos b'paneh, we want it to die, we don't want it to be around. Why? Because it's a takala, it's potentially very dangerous. A person could be over mi'ilah, isurei kodesh, giza v'avoida, have a lot of problems if a carbon is, or if a carbon is walking around. So we tell you to get rid of it. That's before in the Gemara there. It says, it's only by other carbonis. By Bechor, when it gets, Bechor Bezman Azen, you have to wait around for it to get a mum. You can't put it into a kippah and get rid of it. No, you have to wait around. That's being Shvayasitz. What's Taka Dibshat? Why should Bechor be different? It says Tesvis the following. The Bechor, the Shari bin Afilas Mom, Beloy Pidia, Ike Hefsid Kachim, Am I going to the kippah? Bechor, if you put it into a kippah, it will be Hefsid Kachim. There's no difference between Bechor and other carbonis, Lagabi the Takala. It's true, Bechor also has the potential Takala like other carbonis. But there's another side to the story. You can't just stand here and get rid of carbonis whenever you want. Hefsid Kachim. What gives you a right to be Mafsid Kachim? So by other kachim, you don't have to worry about this problem of hefsid kachim. Because what happens? Even if you wait for it to get a mum, what will you do with it now? You put it on money, and what do you do with the money? Also, the money has no use, bizman hazeh. You have to throw the money away. So by other kachim, being kach, hektish is losing out. So there's no inyan to wait. We tell you that to get rid of it right away, to not get stuck in the problem. That's my other kachim. But Bechor says Tzitzvitz, Bechor, there's a hefsid kachim if you get rid of it right away. So what should you do rather? You wait around for it to get a mum, and then you eat it. You're eating it. So you see kachim, there's a kium kachim in the eating it. And by getting rid of it, you're being mafsid that kachim. So therefore, even though there's a potential takala, we don't allow you to be machas into a kippah, because of the hefsid kachim, that we want it should be mekuyam, the achila of the bechor. So before it says that the achila of a bechor is a kiyum in its din kachim. Says the Rishis Bikurim and the Cheshev Shleima, that the rai is our Mishnah, Rebbe Shimon, that they have a parnasa b'mekayim on, a bechor, you mekayim its din even in chutz laretz. If that achila, bechor b'mum, would have no kiyum, then you have to bring it to the mikdosh. Anyway, it has to get to the mikdosh. That's the side of the Cheshek Shleim and the Rishis Bikurim. Gvaltike Yisai. However, the din itself is Tzorich Bir. How could there be a Kiyum Kachim in the Achila of Bechor Chutz Laretz? Bishlomah for Binechal to Koyhanim, or maybe even for Binechal to Zorim, could say that Achila is also Mekayim the din of the Bechor. The Mishnah says in Bechoris, Beis Hillel holds, that a Bechor is Nechal to Goyim. Bechor in the achilim of a goy, there's no kiyum. And it says mavur that a bechor is nechal klavim. But there's no kiyum din, no kiyum mitzvah in the achilas klavim of a bechor. How could there be dinim? Why do we say that's the kiyum of the kachim? The fact that you're eating the bechor b'mumay. When it's nechal b'mumay, even though you can't eat it, but also your caliph can eat it. We see there's nothing special, nothing unique. But the achilah of the bechor, it's pashut the achilah of chulin. The achorim asked a similar question in the din of shana b'shana. Before in the Mishnah in Bechoris and Nafchavav and Beis, there's din shana b'shana b'bechor. Bechor is eaten toich shnasi. It's also brought by us. Before there in the Mishnah, also by bechor balmo. So the Mikdash David, Perak Yudalid, and Simin Yudalid Tzari, and Rav Shach and Aviezri and Perak Tess, Menachos Bikurim, they ask. And how is it shaykh a din that a bechor b'mum is nechal toich shnosoi? A bechor b'mum has no dini achila b'chlal. You can give it to your chelev, l'chor also means you can throw it in the garbage if you want. There's no din that you have to eat it. It has a shaykh dinim on it. The question is the big question, but right, we have three makaris to this din. Both by, in our Mishnah, parnasa b'mekayimam, tezin b'chayris, that's called hefsid kachim, because being mafted the din achila, and the din of shana b'shana by bechor b'mum. All of them are mechila, that there is a kiyum achila in Bechor Balmu. The question is a very big question. Efshar, you could say that even though you're not mechuyiv to eat it, but when you eat it, there's a kiyum mitzvah. If you want, you can give it to your caliph. But when you eat it, there's a kiyum mitzvah. So maybe that would be shaykh, that a din of kiyum mitzvah, I day the achilah of the bachar. After lemaisa, there is a yamshah shleimah which a shach brings down in siman tzanech aleph. Have Israel chayim the keva, that even though it could be given to a caliph, that's only when it's not royal achilas adam. As long as it's royal achilas adam, it's also give to a caliph. So that would be the case of even better that a vada there's a chiyuv to eat the bechor balmu. However, though, in the Rambam is not mashing this way. Thereby Israel chayim the keva to join the chiddush to say this ladina. But even if we say that you're not mechuyev to eat it, but because when you're eating it, you're mekayim a mitzvah, that's also a kiyum of the din of the kedushas bechor maaser. Evshir. There was one last aura of the dinner of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that in bo yikruvu, but you don't have to bring it. So tomorrow, when the Gemara brings it down earlier on the Avches and in Babakam with Afyabez, the Gemara says that a Bechor Chutzlart, even if you're Rav Shimon, is not oimid la krover, because only in bo b'diyevet, ava lachatchilo loy. So what does it mean b'diyevet and lachatchilo? So the Rashash by us on a Mabez learns Kipshutai, that lachatchilo means that it's asher lechatchila to bring the carbon. But b'diyevet, if you brought it, it's kosher. But it's lechatchila, one should not bring the carbon. That's what the Rashash says. However, Tezim Baba Kama says a different pshat. Tezim Baba Kama says that there's no problem to bring it. If you want to take on the tircha and bring it from Chutz Laretz, gizunt eitz, you're allowed to bring it. No problem. What it means lechatchila lo, it means lechatchila, you're not mechuyev to bring it. We don't force you to bring it. Once it's here, we're very happy to bring it as a korban. But it's not your problem to deal with it to make sure that it gets here. I believe what we said earlier from the Sifri, it's very understandable. That's a tremendous tircha to bring from Chutz Laretz. We need a din noisav to say that you're chayev. This din noisav was only said on Chatz Ashim Oilan Shalom and not on Bechor Meiser. So there's no chiyev avar. If you want to bring it, Matoyev Manoyim, Vadi can bring it. There's no chiyev. The Rashash that I learned that not only there's no chiyuv, but there's also an isser v'dover. There's no where exactly it says it's isser. What exactly is the problem of bringing a bechor ma'aser chutzar to lefi Rav Shimon? Oh. We now start the Gemara. Gemara brings the safek of Oyma Marava. What's the din of matil mum b'tmuras bechor ma'aser? Is he over the lav of being matil mum or not? What's a safek? B'sad echor. It's not roi lakrava. It's actually it's kodesh. In other words, it's kodesh in roi lakrava. Is there an isser being matil mum? So Tosfos already asks that the chayyus should be totally in the machlekas tanoim that we find in bechayrus and nachlamim gimelam and beitz. Machlekas Rav Meir and the chachamim. What's the din of matil mum bebal mum? Now the korban which already has a mum, and now you put in another mum. Rav Meir says that you're like it. You're over laughing, you get malchus. And the Chum say no. Chum say the matimum and malmum ain't no like it. What's the lachor they say to the machlekes? Same child by us. It's kadosh. But it's ain't no right like rava. So why does the Gemara make a new suffix over here? So says this, you can mechalik lakanu lakan. Even if you're of mayor, the matimum and malmum loike, it's only because the carbon was lachatchila roi lak rava. When your makdashed was right, and then afterwards they got a mum. So because it was the chatchila roi lakrava, so then you're chayiv. Shein gemei os the chatchila tan roi lakrava. Iker din of tmuras b'chor meiser, or chisha meiser, that is not roi lakrava. That's why there's a tie that you're potter. Mitzat sheini, k'tei fakert, that there the rabban is your potter, because it already has a mum. It's a korban bal mum. Hashengim by us, where it's a tam, so never here's a tzad, and you could be chayiv. It's a taste of mechalik the sugya is lakan ulakan. Just to mention, the ikar yisoyed ador to pater, because the pasuk says that the isra matamum is only in a carbon which is l'rotzayn. Carbon which is roi lakrava. That's why the chachamim b'chayiris learn out that a balmum is pater, matamum balmum is pater, because already not l'rotzayn. And that was a tzad by us to pater, because the tmuras b'chor ma'aser is not shayach l'rotzen. Al mitzacheni, it's a tam. Therefore, there's a tam that you could be chayiv. That is the nidun of the Gemara by us. What's the maskana of the Gemara? So it's not so clear. Abaye says, why don't you ask by chi shal ma'aser? Elamai, because it's not very lakrova, and also Tumuras Bukharim is not very lakrova. What's the Bai coming to say? And how's the Bai proving that there's no, that you're potter? Lameisa, the Mari Korkas and their advaz learned that a Bai was a machriya that you're potter. The Rambam passes that you're potter, and they say, they bring the sugya, if you say he's bar divi rabbeinu, and a Bai proved that you're potter. But the Marit Agazi in Mechayrit Perakeo, it's Membez, Marit Agazi says that I don't see any achriach in a Bai that he's machriya. Where's the Bai machriya? Bai didn't bring a raya that Shisha Meiser is potter, and from there to learn that Tumuris Bukharu Meiser. He just asked, what's the din? Mele says in Marit Agazi, Nubshar in the Gemara, Abai wasn't coming to be Machriya the Shaila. Abai was coming to say, that why did you clear your Shaila only by Tumuris Bukharu Meiser? Is there something unique there? Or it's a general Shaila about things that are not really Lakrava? And who didn't you can ask about Shisha Meiser? Abai was coming to understand better the Das of the Makshin. And he said, in the Hanami, it's the same shayla in both cases. Rabbi wasn't not going to be a chariya, because Lameis Abai doesn't have any proof. So what's it in Lameis, says the Marat HaGazi? Halakha Lameis, we have a suffix. The Mar wasn't supposed to shoot the suffix. Even though the Ram passes your potter, could be as your potter, but not suffix. We have no achra in the Gemara to the din of Tumuris Bukharu Meiser. The bigger suffix of the Gemara, the Rashash Bayas, Chazanish and Bechiris, as that it's connected, a Gemara Avodah Zara says that by Kachem Bizman Hazeh, there's no way Isser to be Mati Lamum. Even the fear of Rav Meir that holds, that Mati Lamum Ebal Mum Loike, that's only when it's Chazi Lidmei. Even though it's not, you can't bring the carbon itself, at least you can bring the Domim as a carbon. Hashem Gim Bizman Hazeh, that it's Loi Chazi, Loi Lekufoi, Loi Lidmei. So then you're Pachem. So yes, Lamaisim before in the Gemara, now, when it's loy chazi, loy leguva, loy ledmei, there's no esther of matil mo. So what's by us? What's by us that there's a tzad in the Gemara that you should be chayiv? So you have two different terutzim and two different drachim yisoidim in this. The Rashash says, loy loam, when it's loy chazi, loy leguva, loy ledmei, you're potter. What's the need in by us? The need in by us is because Tumuras Bukhar Meiser, they have the same din as the Bukhar Meiser themselves. And also, Chisha Meiser is Miskadesh Mikoyach Meiser. So therefore, even though this carbon itself, the Tmura or the Chi, is Loi Chazi Lo Lekufa Velo Ledmei, because the Ikra carbon is Chazi Legufai, so maybe this could take on that din, and that it also has an Isra Matilmo. That's the to the Rashash. So if you the Rashash Lo Oilam, the Isra Matilmo is only something which is Chazi Legufai or Ledmei. And by us, it's different because it takes on the din of the Ikra. At the Rashash. The Chazanish goes in the opposite Mahalach. And no, you could be chai even in Karbonis at our Apostle. You can see in our Sugya. I said, okay, why Bizman Hazeh is the Pashat at your Potter? Says the Chazanish, that Bizman Hazeh, it's Iklash Kedushosa Yitzvei. Bizman Hazeh, it's not really any akrav by anything. So that's more of a weakening of the Kedusha. And Mimela, you're not chai. As Gemara Avodah Zarah. But the other psulim, there is Mokum Ladun to be chayiv. That's Pshat in our Gemara. So it comes out of Machlikas, Yisaydi, between the Rashash and the Chazanish, if the Isra of Matimum was said on something which is Chazi Legufa Yolidame, or no, we don't need that it should be Chazi Bichla. Nachroinim, is very similar vein, Nachroinim have Choshev HaKira, Yisaydi Tika HaKira. What's the din of other psulim? We have a Gemara by us talking about Tumuras Bukhara Meiser and Shisha Meiser. Gemara in Avodah Zarah talking about Zman Hazeh. We have Mishnah and Bechairis talking about Matlumum Bibalmum. There are many other psulim, right? Revea Venirva, Nikeva La'ayla. What about Ethnanum Mechir, about all the other psulim? The person is Matlumum, is he over or is he not over? Does he get Malkus or does he not get Malkus? Matzim Bidavra Zeh, Gimel Shitas in the Achrayim. Chaim Meiser. In Chilak Beis, Simon Lamed Gimel, in the Chazanish, they say that all these are nichol on the subject of the Gemara. Subject of the Gemara about a carbon which is not roi includes also all psulim. What's it in Lemaisa Lefida? So if you learn Kafia the Pashas of the Rambam that we're machri that it's potter, and by all psulim are machri that it's potter, Fi Marit Agazi, it comes out that it's a subject. That's the derech of Rav Chaim Oizer and the Chazanish. However, in the Minchas Simcha Mitzvah Reish Pei Zayin, before that, by other Karbanos, by other Psulim, it's Pasha that you're Pater. Why are those worse? Because there they became puzzled from what it was right for. Had it been Akrav, and it lost at it. Therefore, it's worse. Hashem came by us for Lechatchila. It never got it in Akrav, it never, also maybe never lost it in Akrav. That's why there could be a tzad, and you could be a chayiv. Rav Chaim says the third mahalach, an opposite mahalach. That by other psulim, it's pashut that you're chayiv. The meaning of the Gemara was only by Tzmuras Bechara Meister and Shisha Meister. So Chaim is brought down in the Chidush Agracha Lashas, in Bechara Yisrach Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, and in the stanzas of the Briskarov by us. What's a pshat? Says Reb Chaim, all other cases, the reason you can't be Makavit is Machmas Psula. Rabbi Avinirva, Nikei Valiola. And even if Lamaitz it's Megarea, the Kedusha Sakrava, but it's because of the Nikeva. It's because of the Pazlus. That is Megarea, the Kedusha Sakrava. That's what it is by other Karbanis. So Meneila, because the Karban is only Machmas Psul, but beside the Kedusha Be'etzim, it should be Avadin Akrava, therefore there's a tzad that is an Isra Matilmu. By Tzmuras Bechor Umayisr, says Reb Chaim. Hare here, mitzad ikr kedusha of the carbon is on Roy Lakrov. Kach dinoy. There's no paslos. This is a carbon which was not niskadish legabe akrov. So maybe here there's a tzad to say that you're potifim matilmo. So just again to summarize, we have three drachim in the achronim by other psulim. Reb Chaim Oizer and the Chazanish say it's solid in the safik of the Gemara. Min Chachsinu says you're definitely potter. Reb Chaim says you're definitely chayiv. So one last Ta'ara here, and Halacha L'Maisa, we said that there's no Malkis, so Pashas that still has to be Usher, at least if you're Rabbanon. Or if not, then person, anytime a person has a Tumuras B'chor Maiser, he'll just mat the Mum, or a Chiyish Maiser, he'll make a Mum, then he'll eat it. So of course, at least Usher means Rabbanon, and neither of the Gemara is here, is Ar Yochayev or not. However, the Minchas Sinuch in Reish Pei Zayin, Sivkot Anchof, says, and it could be more, it could be that even Levi the Maskana, there's definitely an Isher De'Araisa, just no Malkis. What's the makar? The Chassanach learns that from the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that by Bizman Hazeh, even though the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah there's no Malkis, but the Rambam holds that the soul is an Isher De'Araisa. Who adin, by Tumuras B'chor Maaser, even though it's not Roy, that's only Svar not to get Malkis. But you still be over an Isher De'Araisa. That's Geshmak, the Mahalach of the Min Chassanach. And the Iker Din of the Rambam is Din which is Sarach Bir, and how you're Mechalik between the Malkis and the Isher. If it's Lashi Yeshua Maisas, if you're over the issue, then you should get Malkis. So the Iker Din of the Rambam is one which is Sarach Bir, but if that's the Rambam opinion of the Rambam there, it's also Mitzavra that by us, it should be Isher D'Araisa with Ad Malkis. We now get to the Sugya of the Gimel's Canaan. So, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yasi, and sorry, Manasseh. So the Maisa, I would like to focus right now only on the second Zokin, which is Rabbi Akiva. The drushas of Rabbi Shmuel and Benatar are brought in other places in Shas. The sugi here, which is unique to our daf, is the drush of Rabbi Akiva, which is that of Bechor Chutzlaritz. Rabbi Akiva learns out that Bechor Chukash to Maiser, Sheini, just like Maiser Sheini, you don't bring from Chutzlaritz, also Bechor you don't bring from Chutzlaritz. And Memela, the carbon is not kariv. So what's the din of this Bechor Chutzlaritz? What do you do halacha l'maisa? So the Rishonim say, the Ramban and the Rosh, in the end of Perek, the fifth Perek of Bechoris, and the Tur in Siman Shinvav, say that the din is, that it's necha b'mumay. You can't be makar of it. And you can't eat it stanka because it's kadosh. There's no din akrava. So it's necha b'mumay. That's what they say. The Maaseh, the Rambam also says, this is the Ar Gersh in the Rambam. In Perek Hei of Bechoris, sorry, in Perek Aleph of Bechoris Halacha Hei, says the Rambam, that mitzvahs Bechor Behim Atayir Nehegas Ba'aret U'Bechutz Laretz. The Eim Avin Bechoris Mechutz Laretz. Shenem Arachat of Nehem Shem Alakecha, Maeser Degoncha, Bachum Shah Atamevi, Maeser Dagon Atamevi, Bechor Bokar Vetzoin. Im Hevi, Eim Mekabon Emenu, V'lo Yikrav Eliyacha B'mumay. First in the Rambam that its din is to be necha v'mumay, and not to be makrevit. It's kaddish, but you don't eat it. But you don't. But it's kaddish, but you don't bring it. And there's nachah b'mumay. That's mafurish in the Rambam. However, all the Rishayim had a different gears in the Rambam. Their gears in the Rambam was the following: Eina neheges ela ba'aretz. B'chor behematayr is only known in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. V'imhevi eid mekablan mimenu v'lo yikrav el areyu chulin or areyu kichulin. Look on the side of the Rambam and Frankel, they bring the old Girsa. Rambam Shita was that a b'chor Chutz La'aretz is chulin. It's not kadosh b'chlal. No man is kuna nothing. So the Ramban is the first one to be tamei in the Rambam. He brings kamarayas that about a b'chor Chutz La'aretz is miskadish. There's a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav and Bechayris talking about the Bezdin for to dan on a mum in Chutz La'aretz for a Bechor. The Rambam, there's no Kedusha Bechla. Why does he need to have a mum? So the Maisa, the Rambam answers this. Rambam Halacha brings down that Mishnah that is referring to the Bechor was born in Eretz Yisrael and then went to Chutz La'aretz. Rambam Lashitosai. The Rambam holds that if he was born in Eretz Yisrael, if you're born in Chutz La'aretz, then you wouldn't have any Kedusha. The only Bechor that was born in Eretz Yisrael and then went to Chutz La'aretz. The Ramban asks another question from a Sugyan Bechor Zafnun Gimel. It says there, that Rebbe Kiva, the same drasha Rebbe Kiva Bayos, to learn out that there's no Bechor in Chutz La'aretz, Kiva finds another pasuk there, that Meister Dagon, Tukash to Meister Behema, just like Meister Dagon doesn't come from Chutz La'aretz, also Meister Behema does not come from Chutz La'aretz. So what do you do with it, says the Gemara, Lefir Bekiva? It's Necha B'mumay. Furish in the Gemara, that even Lefir the Drosh of Rabbi Akiva, it still has Kedusha. Just is no Din Akrava. But there is a Kedusha, and therefore it's Necha B'mumay. I call upon him to that this Drosh of Rabbi Akiva is not mided from the Kedusha Lagamri. So Lefir the Girsa, the old Girsa in the Rambam that the Ramban had, it's Pelam the Rambam from that Gemara. So Maisa Mineu Bey, there's a teretz to this question, in that the Rama Maisa, by Yossi says that it's Necha B'mumay, by Bechor Chutz La'aretz. But the Rama in Perek Vav B'chor is Halacha Beis, Rabbi Maisa Behema, Rama says that Maisa Behema is Naim Ba'aretu B'chutz La'aretz. He doesn't say that you can't be Makar of Maisa from Chutz La'aretz like Rabbi Akiva. But the Chanishna by Yossi in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey asks this question, how the Rama is Mizakish Tor Labei Trey. Here he passes like Rabbi Akiva, and there he passes Keneged Rabbi Akiva. So the Chazon Ish in Bechayrus and Simon Chav Zayin says, it's more to say that the Ram held the two separate drushes, two individual drushes. Maybe the Ram passes like Rabbi Akiva, the Gabi Bechor, and now the Gabi Meister. Both of them have Hekishes to Meister Dagon. Bechor has Hekish to Meister Dagon, and Meister Behem in a different Pasuk has Hekish to Meister Dagon. That's that other pasuk. The Ram did not pass on the Rabbi Akiva, but in this drash he does pass on the Rabbi Akiva. Akoponim, since the Rambam, anyways, mechalik in the two drushes, so even if the other gears in the Rambam is not shver, we see that these are two different drushes of Rabbi Akiva. So even if Rabbi Akiva that does darsh in them, the Gabi Meiser, the gather of the drasha is that it doesn't have a dinak krava, but it still has kedusha. Mashein kein Gabi b'chor, it's ma'idet b'chlav from its kedusha. That's the mahalach of the Rambam, Levi, the old Girsa. That's what we can say to Miyashi the Rambam. Now, there's one last point here about the sheet of the Rambam in Legabe Bechor Chutz La'aretz. It really comes from a Rambam in Hilchos Meister Sheni. The Rambam says in Berak Aleph of Hilchos Meister Sheni, Halacha Yudal. Meister Sheni, Ho'ul v'toyin avos makoim, ein mevien asem yichutz la'aretz, ke Bechor behema. Says the Rambam that Meister Sheni, you don't bring from Chutz La'aretz, just like Bechor you don't bring from Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, we're not mafresh Meister Sheni from Surya. Those are the words of the Rambam. Chaim, there in Hilchos Meister Sheni, is Tameya. The Rambam is a Pele. The Gemara is before the opposite. We learn Bechor out of Meister Sheni. The Rambam says we learn Meister Sheni out of Bechor. Which one do you learn out of which? And right, the Gemara makes sense. The Ram does not make sense. Avada, we know that Meister Sheni is not noyig in Chutz La'aretz. All mitzvahs at Tfliyas Ba'aretz are not noyig in Chutz La'aretz. So in Mela, there was pushed that Meister Sheni is not noyig in Chutz La'aretz. We learn Bechor out of Meister Sheni. But the Ram was before also the opposite. That we learn Meister Sheni out of Bechor. What kind of a limud is this? So it's clear in the Ram where the Ram was coming from. The Ram concludes that there's no Chiyuv Ma'aser Sheni in Surya. This is the Yerushalmi in Perek Zayin of Peya. That there's no Chiyuv Ma'aser Sheni in Surya. Remember, it's Tzarech Bir. It's true that Surya Midaraisa is not like Eretz Yisrael. The Midrabon and the Rimachayiv Surya and Kol Mitzvah Tzlius Baretz. Surya has a Ma'aser the Din of Eretz Yisrael for all Mitzvah Tzlius Baretz. And yet the Yerushalmi says that there's no Din of Ma'aser Sheni in Surya. That's Tzarech Bir. Why is no Ma'aser Sheni from all other Mitzvah Tzlius Baretz? So can you hear this what the Rambam had shared? The Rambam said, we learn how Ma'aser Sheni from Bukhar. But what did he answer? How is that an answer? Where do we learn how Ma'aser Sheni from Bukhar? So explains Reb Chaim that it's true the Iker Drash of our Gemara is learn how Bukhar from Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni is not knowing in Chutzaretz because his mitzvah is Ba'aretz. Meila also Bukhar is not knowing in Chutzaretz. But Meila, we're also able to learn how backwards. And now that we know that Bukhar is not knowing in Chutzaretz, so we can learn out the Ma'aser Sheni that even in the case where Ma'aser Sheni should be Noig in Chutz Laretz, but it's Hukash to Bechor, and therefore, just like a Bechor is not carried from Chutz Laretz, also Ma'aser Sheni from Chutz Laretz is Potter entirely. There's no Choybas Havo Bechlal of Ma'aser Sheni from Chutz Laretz, even in a case when it could be, when it has enough Kedusha to be carried. But there's no Din Havo Bechlal of Ma'aser Sheni from Chutz Laretz. And then Afkamina is Surya. That Surya that Midrabon and their Mechayev in Omitzat Tluyas Baretz. But that doesn't mean that Midrabanan mean they made Surya like Eretz Yisrael. He said that even though Surya Chutz La'aretz, it's still Chayv in Mitzvah Tzatluyus Va'aretz. So that works to all other Mitzvah Tzatluyus Va'aretz. But for Ma'aser Sheni not. Because Ma'aser Sheni has a din that there's no Chayvas Havoa Bechlal from Chutz La'aretz. And Surya is a Chevta from Chutz La'aretz. Maybe there's no Chayvas Havoa from Ma'aser Sheni. That's Gvald Gamahalich that Reb Chaim says in the Rambam. The Ma'aser, the Ravid argues in the Rambam. The Ravid says, there are no chos ma'aser sheni. Ein adam hazeh maspik. Rabbi Akiva, who would desfir alei hachi. Vali amar elali karev. Avali kadesh, miya kadesh. The whole makar is from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva only said that you're not makrivit, but still has kedusha. So meil ma'aser sheni also should have kedusha. That's a sug of the Ravid. So Reb Chaim explains with the Hasag of the Ravid that the din that b'chor chutz laretz is not karev is mitadini hamizbeach. It doesn't have the kedushas mizbeach, the kedushas karbon to be karev, or it's puzzle to be brought. That's its din. That's a unique svara and things that are brought in the mizbeach. And Ma'aser Sheni, even if we'll agree that Ma'aser Sheni is hukash to b'chor backwards, We don't find that this psul that was said in Bechor in the Zinyak Krava should apply to Ma'aser Sheni. That's the Yeshishit of the Ravid. Says Reb Chaim, the Ravid is l'shitaseh by us. In Hochus Bechoris, the Ravid is Masik on the Rambam. The Ravid holds that a Bechor in Chutz La'aretz is Kodosh. It's just a psul in Akrava. So maybe that Zin does not apply to Ma'aser Sheni. What does the Rambam hold? Says Reb Chaim, at Lefi the old years in the Rambam, it's Poshut. The old years around the Rambam held that a Bechor Chutz La'aretz is Chulin. If it's Chulin, there's no Kedusha Bechlal, and if Adu can learn out to Ma'aser Sheni, it's not that it wasn't Niskadish Dini HaMizbeach. It's Poshet Chulin. There's no Kedusha. So maybe we could learn out and also Ma'aser Sheni. Has no Din Avor, has no Kedusha. But argues in the Rambam that it is Noyin Chutz La'aretz. So Reb Chaim says, don't worry, it's not Shver. Reb Chaim had a different years in the Rambam than we have. Our gersh in the Rambam is that it's Necha B'mumay. Chaim's gersh in the Rambam is that it's Noyin Chutz La'aretz, but it's Chulin. That was his gersh. The Chazanish says, we don't know, we never heard of such a gersh. Akobana, that was Reb Chaim's gersh in the Rambam. Says Reb Chaim, what's pshat? If it's Kadosh, then what does it mean that it's Chulin? Says Reb Chaim, it's Kadosh in Kedushas B'chayra, but the Gabi Dinei Korbanos, it's Chulin. It's split up its Zim. We mentioned earlier in the Shir, and Bechor always has two Kedushas. It has Kedushas Bechorah and it has Kedushas Korban. So Reb Chaim learns with Asa Rambam that Bechor Chutz La'aretz has Kedushas Bechorah. That's why it's Necha B'mumay. But it's a smite entirely from Kedushas Korban. And copy that, the Rambam says that it's Chulin. Meila says Reb Chaim, we could also understand the Rambam in Echot Ma'aser Sheni. Once the Rambam tells us that it's Chulin L'gabi Korban, we see that it's not only Din and it's Dini HaKrova B'foya. See that it's smaid ikur din b'chor l'gadei korban. So the main way to learn out backwards to Maisha Sheini. But also Maisha Sheini is smait. It's not the Scottish b'chor for its din. Kedusha b'chor it could be. But no din havas makom in Maisha Sheini. Just like the din of korban of b'chor havas makom that was said by b'chor, and that is smait l'gamri. So too, Lagabi Maisha Sheni, there's no din havas makom bichlal. Even when there should be machayv of Maisha Sheni, like in Surya. But there's no din havas makom bichlal in Maisha Sheni. That is the mahalach of Rabbi Chaim, Gvaltik mahalach, but that's our Rambam. As we said, the girsa is a chiddush, because we don't have such a girsa. But the din is yitochin, that lefi the Rambam, the girsa, the din, the din of the mir of Bechor, chutzlaret, which there's no din havas makom bichlal, it's not a korban. Meil is always able to learn out Lagabi Maisha Sheni. It says, "Kamen Hakamin is Ladina in the Geder of Bechor Chutzlaretz." Firstly, Lavasha, what's the din of Bechor Chutzlaretz? The Kavegiz of Avoda. So Bechor we would say it's totally. If either Rishayin that has kedusha, so Avada, it has this Kedusha of Avoda. If either Rambam not, if either Rambam holds that it's Chulin. The Ma'is of the Gemara in Bechor is Avgilmam and Beis, and even in Chutzlaretz is Nitzar Giz of Avoda. But this is Chudas Miyushal of Yerub Chaim. Kedusha's Bechorah it has. It's not Kedusha's Korba. It's your Giza Vavoida, Kfiya Nira, is telling the Jews of Bechira, Hari also Bechor Bal Mum, is also a Giza Vavoida, even though it's not a Korba. That's Rabbi Giza. So Giza Vavoida is not an Afkamina. But it'll be an Afkamina, is it Isa Tzmura? Is Bechor Chutz or is Isa Tzmura? Fear you showing him why not? It's Kedusha's Korba. Fear of Chaim Shad in the Rambam, there's no, even the Rambam holds that it's Kaddish, but only as Kedusha's Bechira, but there's no Kedusha's Korba. Tzmura is the only thing that was said in Korbanis. Is it alu yerdu or alu lo yerdu? If either Rambam is a vad alu yerdu, it's not a korban bichlal. Even if either Rishonim, it's still mistaver that it should be alu yerdu because chayitz esmayit that has no din akrova bichlal. The mitzvah of hechsher b'makom acher yesh lo dum zeh ulai. It doesn't hechsher b'makom acher. Other korbanos are kashim chutz laretz. I said makor baruch in chelik beisim and beisim mechadish that it's alu lo yerdu. Chiddush of the makor baruch. But the few Rishonim, there's a makom to say that it's alu lo yerdu. Okay, the Rambam is pushing that it's Yerdu. Does it have an issue being Matil Mum? If the Rambam Mechayr not, there's no Kedusha. It's got to be a Korba. If the Rishonim is Tamayah, there's still has Kedusha's Korba. Okay, and weiter, down many Nafkaminas, the Rambam and the Rishonim, in this point. Kuponim of the Rambam, we have a Bechor, which has Kedusha's Bechayra, but not Kedusha's Korba. It's given to a Koyin, but it says, May from holding of us, Mokoyim, may we're able to learn out, also Lagabe, Meister Shein. Adkan for today. And Hadron Olach, Perik Elukachim, Baruch Hashem, Grace of Perik. It's a short Perik in Dapim, but a lot of you say this. Very deep Perik. Baruch Hashem, we're able to be Oymir, and they can say this of this Perik. Hadron Olach Elukachim, and Hashem, tomorrow we'll start in the Perik of Vlad Chattas.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.